This is John Walton, and you're listening to the Power Play Point Podcast with the Blue Liner on point and Anna Knox. Here's Wilson, and on the right side, and he scores!
Welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point, talking to you live to tape from downtown Glen Burnie, Maryland. And I'm sitting here watching my beloved O's blow another playoff game, but it's early. They might be coming back. And yeah, it's October. And yeah, I got a lot of things going on here in the DMV, but one of those is hockey season. So we're back again, and back with me, as always, for another season, is the one and only Mermaid, live herself from Centerville, Virginia. It is Anna Knox.
Happy fall, Gil.
Happy fall to you. Happy beginning of school season. And now that that's in full swing, how's that going for you so far?
That's going. It's going. I have a fourth and fifth grade this year, and they definitely, they keep me on my toes, but I will say they're also quite amusing. So I love it. And it's cute because I'll have to take a picture at some point. Where my desk is located, I've got, all my cats stuff, you know, like, pictures and the calendar and all that stuff. And, of course I have my Tommy poster and, you know, it's just a generic one where he like signed it, but everyone's like, oh my God, do you know him? Is he a friend? It's like, yes, he is. He just doesn't know it yet. but it's very cute. Cause they're like, I think I went to a game one time. So it's adorable, but I do have one student who actually is a frequent, mites on the, when they do the mites on ice.
Nice.
And so he's like super diehard Caps fan. He's adorable, you know, fourth grade, and he plays goalie. So we chat quite often. Not that I have favorites, but maybe lean a little bit in his way. But yeah, things are good. And I've been thinking, like, is this our sixth year?
I believe it is. Yeah. I think we started the year before they won the cup. So yeah, I think this is number six together.
All right. So we're not in the 7 year itch yet.
No, not yet. Not yet, but getting there. Given that, and I understand we might have a few new folks joining in. I started a new job, as it were. In a local school. I do IT now for a local school. Some of those folks over there found out I did a podcast about the Caps, and they were asking about it. So we might have a few new folks chiming in this season. So for them and anyone else who's not familiar with our show, just kind of, yeah, welcome, first of all. And thanks for listening. And this is our sixth season together, and I did the show a few years before that. But we're the Power Play Point Podcast. We're the podcast, the only Caps fan made podcast that's good to the last mic drop.
There you go.
There you go.
And is that going to be your thing this year?
I'm trying it out, all among right. others.
We'll see.
And we'll see. on this show I go by, sometimes my real name, but I am the Blue Liner on Point. That is my fake name, at least while I'm doing podcasts and trying to represent the Washington Capitals as a fan. You'll hear everybody call me by my real name often, but that's fine. And I got that name because I used to play defense, and the thing the coach would send me out there to do is play the power play point, play the point kind of like John Carlson does when we'd have the man advantage. And of course, I was never a good skater, so I'm talking floor hockey or street hockey. And so that's me. I've been a Caps fan for just about all of my life. And yeah, started this podcast, as I said, a while back. Met Anna a few years ago on, well, I'm calling it Twitter. I don't know what everybody else is calling it, but I'm still calling right. it Twitter.
Yeah.
And Anna and I have been doing this for 6 years now. We hit the lucky jackpot a year later when the Caps won the Cup. So Anna, why don't you tell everybody how you got into it?
Sure thing. So 6 years ago, like, we became Twitter friends just because we were watching the game. And I'm pretty sure I had plenty of profanities in my tweets back then. I've sort of grown up a little bit, but not really. So new listeners know that I have more of a dirty mouth than Gil. But yeah. I am a special education teacher out here. I absolutely love it. It is draining, but I love it. My mother, who passed away 2 years ago, had my brother and I into hockey via the Winnipeg Jets a good portion of our life. And then when we moved to California, and I think, God, my senior year in high school, the Sharks came, and that was like my big kind of go-to California team until we moved here, just in time for Mr. Alex Ovechkin to join the Capitals. And that's it. Like, you know, here it's a little weird to talk about the Twitter because, you know, that and my Instagram page both have, you know, the Aquanox 49, and everyone's like, oh my God, are you 49? I was like, oh no, I am never that old, you know, my God. And here I am, 48. So yeah. But the 49 is for, you know, as we know, my love for the San Francisco 49ers. So I'm a sports nerd at heart. I've got a team for just about every sport. But when I'm here in DC and the calendar flips to October, it is all about the Washington Capitals.
Awesome. And one of the reasons why we're kind of keeping this one short today, other than there haven't been any four real games yet, is the fact that the Niners have a huge game tonight.
Yes, they do.
The
barf.
Let's call them the Barf Boys. Yeah, even though I'm not really a Washington football fan anymore, I grew up to hate that team from Dallas just the same.
Yep.
Get that sick feeling in my stomach just as much as I can't stand that team from Pittsburgh, that hockey team from, well, the hockey and football team from Pittsburgh that my football team.
Oh, you know me, and the entire state of Pennsylvania with sports I hate. So.
Oh yeah, I get that.
Yeah, totally. But yes, the Cowboys Niners kick off tonight at 8:20. So thank you for letting us do this show early, so then I can go and be that fan on social media for all my NorCal friends.
Oh, I'm sort of a fan of the Niners, but full disclosure for that. Because I like them. And I like Brock Purdy. And
it's a great porn name.
For other.
I mean,
you said it, not me. And then, by the way, you can expect that, too. When she says she has a potty mouth, she means it.
I do. Well, who is the Brock NHL player that was like, shit, what was his name? His last name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but yeah, I can't remember his last
fabulous
name.
Fabulous long blonde hair, and he was like.
Brock Besser.
No, it was somebody else.
No.
It was just kind of rolled off your tongue. You're like, God dang, if you get injured in the NHL, you should have that name out there for OnlyFans or whatever the hell it is. Torn. But Brock Purdy, I mean, come on. Like, you kind of can't have a name like that and not do something athletic.
No. I mean, or, yeah. Well, yeah, you can't just not have it out there for, yeah.
So. Yeah. It just, it wouldn't work in like the IT department, you know. It's like,
no.
Hey, this is Mr. Purdy. It's like, no, you are a badass quarterback for the NFL and your name is Brock Purdy. And it, who cares if it sounds like, you know, you should be, I don't know, dropping your pants somewhere, but whatever.
Right.
yes. But, so you happened, but I thought you were like in the Niners because you wanted to score points with me.
Well, that and I want to score points in other ways.
Fantasy league.
Fantasy league, FanDuel, DraftKings, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, right. Cha-ching. That kind of thing. But I don't like to talk about that too much because I don't want anybody getting into the habit. And they do enough advertising on their own. And
yeah.
But one last thing about Anna. I call her the mermaid, if you're wondering, because of two things. She loves Duwata. She is a Pisces for one reason. So much so that she often takes her vacations at the beach, of course. And in her spare time, she coaches a swim team.
I do. School. I haven't coached in a while, but yes, it is like it is. I don't know. That's my zen. I say it, Pisces, it's on my license plate. I wholeheartedly am like a little fish and a little mermaid. And I have students that think it's hilarious, but yet they're kind of fascinated. I honestly think, Gil, like they're not sure if I am part mermaid or not. Like they so like along with all my cap stuff, I have like, oh, I'd rather be a mermaid or whatever. And they're like, what is that? Mean I'm like, oh, it's so cool. I said, you know, it's a great nickname I got from the great friend of mine. And I said, and it sums me up. It would be like, that would be amazing. And they're like, so are you?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. So I know the whole hockey caps thing is like what, you know, with the ocean and the waves and whatever else. But yes, I am a diehard ocean water fan. But I promise you, sports nerd at heart, big time. I've got you covered.
Definitely. And so what we've built this show on is fan participation. We want to hear from you. We want you, the Caps fan, to have your say. And whether you're just starting out or you've been a fan for a long time, like me, and but you want to know more about the game. You know, and I feel like there's a lot of fans out there that no matter what their experience level is, they got something to bring to the table as far as discussing the game intelligently. Okay. And one thing, you know, we pride ourselves on here is, you know, at least try to figure out what you're talking about. Try to know what you're talking about when you have an opinion about the team and what they should do, what direction they should go in, how they're playing and all that. So that's one of the things that, you know, we build on, but we want to hear from you. We want you to have your say. And that's, you know, that's the hallmark of this podcast. So, you know, as I like to say, we're small potatoes. We're not big, like, you know, some other Caps outlets that are out there like Nova Caps, who I actually admire, and Japers Rink. And others that, you know, not so much, but, you know, we're out there for you, the Caps fan, just to have your say. If you want to talk about the Caps and in an informal setting, but you want to learn more about the game as well, we're the place to go, or at least absolutely. I like to feel that way. So, okay. So it's another season, the Caps, 49th, with a bit of different feel this year. They're not exactly contenders. I'm going to talk about the team more, in a little bit, but I got something of a bit of an announcement to make. And, well, let me just start off by just getting to it. This is probably going to piss some people off. Look, there are no two ways about it. I'm just going to say it. And I mean, basically, this is what I call another edition of, you know, we can't have nice things. In years past, we've taken time out in months like February and March and in special occasions to celebrate things like African-American history, Women's History Month, and other special occasions. I've decided that we're not going to do that this year. And one reason is that The loquacious one, Lorenzo Robinson, made a good point with me last year. We talked about this. He said, well, it really makes no sense to have just 1 month dedicated to African Americans, you know, being part of the game or watching the game or participating in the game as fans, players, what have you, when you really ought to be including them, you know, 52 weeks, 12 months, 365, the whole frickin' year. Sure. So that's one reason. And on top of that, as far as participation, a lot of you out there are really hard to nail down for a particular month, let alone any time during the year. But the bigger issue is this. People. And when I say people, I mean everybody. Look, I don't care, and this show doesn't care, what your politics are, because we've always been about the Caps fan. We try to be. And look, I think the league's getting away from what makes it great, the fans. But look, it just seems to me that some of those fans want to turn everything into this big political discussion that just goes nowhere and makes just so much noise, and which is what happens when everybody talks and nobody listens. Look, I'm not part of this let's just play hockey crowd. I'm not part of that. You know, I've got causes I believe in too. I've got social issues that I think need more attention. But when it comes down to, you know, even the, you know, affected groups in question are starting to say, look, you know, if it's causing too much, if having a hockey jersey night is just causing negative attention to fall on it, we'd rather just not do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hate that the league decided to just do away the whole thing, but it's turned into an excuse for everybody to act like a bunch of fucking assholes.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't care what side of this you're on. If you see this as more as hockey players just wearing jerseys for a cause, then you're all at fault. I don't care what side of the fence you're on this one. I really don't. Everybody's to blame as far as I'm concerned. And so, again, we can't have nice things. And here's what pisses me off the most. You know, and this is directed at one of our loyal listeners slash, you know, sometimes co-host, Cheryl Ann Forster. Well, would you as well, Anna, because this is going to hit you hard too. Mm-hmm. They decided to do away with all of the jerseys, including the cancer ones. How in the hell can you be against supporting the fight against cancer? Why would you be against that? But, you know, that's what they had to do. They had to do away with all of it because of this big stink that's been made. How can that's you be against
disappointing
fighting cancer?
When you right. Got, who you does, who loved does that? Ones. Yeah.
Mm. Loved ones who, you know, who have fought and won and lost against. But I'm not here or veterans. You know, how can you be against people that served our country? I don't understand that either. But look, I'm not here to shame people for their opinion, but it's gotten to the point where we care so much that we get sick of caring. So I say this, you want to stand up for a cause, then, you know, don't make hockey your forum. You know, get out there and, you know, spend time with a vet. You know, don't yammer on about it on social media. Just go out there and do things. Spend time mm-hmm. with a vet, volunteer at a hospital or a youth center or a soup kitchen, you know, and then here's my thing. If you really want to grow as a person, step outside your comfort zone a little bit. Get to know somebody who's not maybe a little different from you, has a little bit different background. Because at the end of the day, we're just a bunch of hockey fans just trying to do some good and support our team. And that's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it should be. And
I agree. You know,
it was nice that we had these special jerseys to commemorate, but you know, that's all gone. That's because everybody decided to be assholes about it. And it pisses me off, but you know, what are you going to do? But that's what we're left with. And I just, you know, I'm not trying to say that the league is following setting a good example, but you know, I'm trying not to make this political. I'm trying to get this into where everybody feels like they can participate whenever they want to. So
right.
that's all I'm saying okay. as far as that goes. So
valid.
I mean, yeah, if you want to come on the show and talk to us about the team, we're not hard to find. You'll have your say when you want it. And that's not going to change. So That's the one constant here. That's not going to change. I don't care. Like I said, I don't care what your background is. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what sex you are. I don't care what your experience is. I don't care if you started following the team the day before. I don't care. If you want to talk about the Caps and you have a valid point you want to discuss, we're it. We're your go-to. We'll listen. So that's part of it. I just wanted to get that off my chest because I was sick of seeing what happened last year. And yeah, it pissed me off. So we're going to make that change this year. And, you know, nothing special, just people talking about the team. So
absolutely.
Now getting to the hockey. I get, we love that everybody is going to have a strong opinion. In fact, we encourage it. We love it. You know, you're more than allowed to be passionate. What you're not allowed to do, take that passion and attack people with it. And you can attack anything, attack ideas. Okay. Ideas can be changed and they don't have feelings. Some best ideas turn out to be complete crap. Some of the worst ideas turned out to be total genius. We don't claim to be experts here. I was one of the people that said, hey, Peter Laviolette would be a great hire. Look how that turned out. Yeah. I mean, I've watched hockey my whole life. Ann has been involved with hockey as a fan a bunch of her life. Does that make us experts? Hell no.
No.
We don't claim to have the market on anything, but... You know, it just means we've watched it for a lot longer, but it doesn't mean we're smarter than the average hockey fan. So, you know, don't let that, you know, discourage you from coming on and saying, hey, look, you know, I think the Cap should do this. So, but as far as this podcast is concerned, yeah, we're going to make mistakes, but, you know, we're going to try and steer you into thinking, hey, you know, this might be the right course of action. But all I'm saying as far as this goes is think before you put your opinion out there. Okay. What we don't want to hear is, oh, this guy sucks. Like I just posted something on our Facebook page where Nova Caps had a breakdown of the last preseason game. And just about all the comments were Kemper sucks. Darcy Kemper, of course, the goalie that they signed last year. And okay, I get Kemper doesn't always have a good night, but he's not always the reason the team loses. And I think the more people try to understand that, the better understanding they'll have at the game. But I, you know, you look at that comment section, it just pissed me off because I think what people are doing are looking at the scoreboard. They're not watching the fucking game.
Right.
Actually watching the game. And yeah, it's pissing me off. So again, if you're going to put yourself out there, you know, think about what you're saying. Don't just say this guy sucks. This guy, you know, we've had people do that and do that too much. And look, you know, we're either going to try and correct you and say, look, you know, can you back up what you're saying, or, you know, just ask you to take your discussion somewhere else. So, now, Anna, you've said I mentioned Peter Laviolette.
Yes.
Now, if you have listened to this podcast in the past, hopefully paying attention, Anna has said that the Caps, the one point that she likes to get back to and is very correct on, is the Caps are at their 110% best when they bring the joy, the passion, their personality to their game. I happen to think, based on what I saw, some of what I saw in this preseason, you're going to see a lot of that this year. Do you happen to catch any of the preseason games?
I did. I did see yesterday's, and I did see Boston. And I will say that I think, you know, you and I have done this long enough to know that I stand by exactly what you just said. When the team comes together and they're playing, they're having fun, quote unquote, not that they're not taking it serious and know what's at stake, but they're out there, They're not trying too hard. They're not overpassing. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. It's fantastic. And we start to see Kuzi shine, and we see, Oshi, everything just sort of falls into place. And I think looking at some of the video from, having a new coach, his energy is fantastic. I'm all about it. And there's just, he's animated. I don't know. There's just something about it. And it's like, I know, yes, we've heard this before. Todd Reardon, Oates, it's like new coaches coming in. I don't know. I feel differently this year, Gil. I have to admit, I do. I feel differently coming into this year. And I feel good about it. I feel good about the change. Maybe it's just DC in general with, the whole Commanders thing. And, they made their changes. And maybe, it's just time for the Cats to do their thing. And then I'm impressed with, I like the roster. I do.
Yeah. I can't quite put my finger on it with Spencer Carberry, but he's got this quiet yet infectious, vibe about him.
Yeah.
Where, some of the penalty calls, he argued when he'd argue about him, he'd be mouthing off about him, but he wouldn't be, standing on the bench screaming at the top of his lungs either.
He's not a torts. So,
yeah, no,
so that's it. But I do, want to say that, I also don't think he's, he's going to hold back. I think that he's passionate. I think maybe that's the word, I don't know, animated, passionate, but there's some, there is, I agree. There is something that you just can't quite, put your finger on it, but I do think that he's going to surprise us with making calls that we all are like, yeah, maybe this person needs to sit out, Anthony Mantha. maybe that's what we need, fresh start. Yeah. Let's just go.
I think the thing is going to be, in years past we had, and I hate to get back to what went wrong before, but I think it's the enthusiasm. I think it's the fact that he's been a head coach before. Obviously, if you follow the team long enough, you know that he's been, he was the coach of the Hershey Bears when they started, building the lineup that was getting good. Of course, they won the Calder Cup, last season, but, Carberry was the guy who put a lot of those lineups together in the run up to that. So I like to think he was fairly responsible for that. Where also he comes from is Toronto, where they had one of the best power plays in the league. So you're really going to say where you're really going to see a lot of improvement is the power play also. But I think you're going to see a lot of enthusiasm, and I think that's going to spill over onto the team. A lot of the guys, even the veterans, kind of feel like, hey, I think hockey's going to be fun to play again. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what you were saying, where, when they bring that, it's fun to watch, and they do really, really well. So I can't wait for that to come about. There's a movie, kind of an old-ish movie, if you're a younger fan, but called The Replacements, starring Keanu Reeves. And when the coaches are putting together the team, they're like, well, these may not be superstars, but if anything, it'll be fun to watch. And I really think that's going to be the case. There's probably going to be a lot of games where, they lose when they should win. But I think you're going to see a lot more of that, back and forth, not standing around. I like to say that it's
chemistry.
More chemistry, more skating, more movement, not just a bunch of guys standing around waiting for stuff to happen, which I think last year was, too much. They had too much of that. Certainly a lot more shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So what else have you seen when you, or have you noticed when you watch the preseason game? I mean, I love the Boston game. I saw that one for sure. But what did you notice anything else?
Man. Okay. Are we going to talk about Matthew Phillips?
Oh, love Matthew Phillips. But I mean, yeah, we can talk about him.
I am like annoyed when I read like that people are so focused on his height. Shut up. I don't see you out there on the ice. Who really cares? This is one freaking fast skater. Holy shit. So I think I've got high hopes for him. I am loving Sonny Milano again. I am glad to see John Carlson is healthy. I know you and I have a little of him, but he's got shit to offer. And
he does. Obviously, the team wasn't necessarily better without him, but he still does some things that I don't like. But, you know, take the good with the bad, I guess. But yeah, I think you're dead on with Phillips, and the team seems to agree, so much so that Nicholas Obey Kubel was placed on waivers and is I didn't either.
I have to admit, I was a little like, holy shit, because I think, you know, last year I was kind of 80-20 with Obey Kubel. I think I was more obsessed with the last name. But I was like, okay, you know, he could be a little bit of hothead. But again, over the summer, here's a player, they get married, things start to settle. We've seen it in other players' personal lives, whether they are, you know, having a child or getting married, and things start to settle and they start to grow up and they start, you know, making, I think, better choices on the ice rather than reckless moves. He's one. I really thought, I don't know, it just totally surprised me. I was like, I did not see that coming. But, you know, it's okay. It's not like we traded him. You know, not like he's not going to play for Washington, but he's going to kick ass in Hershey for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, if in case, God forbid, but in case there's another rash of,
Alexov
counted on as a depth forward. You were saying about Alexeyev, or
sorry, I was like, okay, I'm gonna drink something so I don't start coughing. no, it was okay. So it was Milano, Phillips, and I know this is probably what I'm gonna get shit for, because we all know how much I love Tommy, and we all are on the OV countdown and all that kind of stuff. Although I will say Backstrom coming back and he looks fantastic and I'm like amped for 19, but I do like Protas. I do like him. I do. I know he's the one that people weren't super, I don't know. There's something about him. I just like him. So
I think he's improved. Yes. I don't know if he's improved enough, or at least to some people's liking. I still think he needs to use his body a little bit more, but I think he's improved. A lot of guys have looked good. I like Milano too. I think Milano has looked or has made a lot of guys. I never thought I'd be saying this, but Milano looked mantha good in his first game back. That pass in that Detroit, one of the Detroit games.
Mm-hmm.
So Milano definitely will stick. Some of the other things I loved, McMichael, he definitely looks like he wants it and he doesn't care where he plays.
Well, and I think that's what we needed from him was like, you know, bar set high, expectation sets high, you know, stresses player out. They don't do as well, but we know they can. And now again, another one over the summer and, you know, just able to be like, all right, this is it, head in the game, you know, cancel all the negativity out. And we're finally seeing exactly who McMichael can and is as a player.
Yes.
And I think it'll be consistent. I think that's what I mean to say is like, we knew he could, but we needed the consistency. And I think that's what we're going to see this season.
And we needed a coach who knew where to put him and what to do with him.
Absolutely.
Some other things. Got to say this. Loved Ovi and Ivan Miroshnichenko hooking up in that game. I know a lot of fans are hoping to see more of that. Unfortunately, I think the smart play is to have Miro start and maybe do most of the season in Hershey,
yeah.
And I think that would be best for his development long term. But yeah, it would be great if those two could hook up more often. You know, we'll see. But I think it would be a lot better if they just, you know, let him develop in Hershey. And I think, yeah, he'll definitely improve. But yeah, he's going to be a star when he's finally 100% ready. Mm-hmm. Malenstein has proved to me he belongs on the fourth line or better, for sure. The one other thing, poor Jensen. I'm not going to pry into his personal issues, but poor Jensen, he looked pretty rusty, rustier than a cemetery gate his first game back. And I just hope he has personal issues resolved because, he obviously needed some time. But he's going to be Carlson are going to be the anchors on the defensive core, I think. But speaking of them, this is going to be my last opinion. Okay, I know I'm not alone in this. I know there's at least one other person who shares this opinion, but I don't get the whole thing with Hardy, Hamm, and Octel. I'm sorry. I don't get that. I don't get why he's getting so much attention and so much time and this long look. I have not been really all that impressed. Okay, he body bumped Milan Lucic in the Boston game. Okay, fine. He's okay along the boards. Okay, fine. But he was also on the ice for a lot of goals against. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't get. I don't really get.
I think he's one that I'm like.
Okay.
Shoulder shrug.
I'm definitely not the only one. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I just don't get it. He hasn't shown me anything where he deserves more time than TVR or Alexeyev, mm-hmm. even though Alexeyev's been a little bit shaky, but I think he's still learning. I think he's going to get there. Or Iorio, for that matter. I think Iorio's had a decent preseason, even though he's probably earmarked. He's definitely earmarked for Hershey.
Definitely.
Probably needs another year at least down there, but I think he'll be good too. But I don't see where he's been better than any of those three. And so put him in Hershey, fine, if you think he's that good. But I'm sorry, I don't see him taking any time away from any of those guys or even cracking the lineup on opening night. So, I mean, somebody please explain to me why, what the deal is, you know. And I heard Joe B. and Locker talking about him like, okay, he's a physical presence. I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I love you guys, but I mean, you're seeing something I'm not.
Yeah.
And you guys have been in the business a long, long time. I'll trust your judgment, but I'm sorry, I'm not seeing it.
Right.
So
I agree.
And a quick rundown, LaPierre, Sutter, Iorio, you just mentioned, and Ethan Frank, they'll have their shot sooner or later, probably not so much this year, but I'm probably all four of them are going to be call-ups at some point.
And Snively.
Joe Snively. Yeah. I was a little surprised Joe Snively didn't get picked up from, when he was waived. Cause he's a little like Matt Phillips. Cause he's a lightning bug in front of the net.
Mm-hmm.
And, kind of like Phillips's game, but I still think if Joe Snively has a shot somewhere, he can produce, but yeah, you're probably going to see him too every now and again. So, all right. So, I think, that's much as we can talk about at this point with no games being played, nothing for real. Of course, the curtain goes up this Friday, the 13th. Ha 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 ha. Now, apropos, and yeah, we don't have Joe B. and Locker calling it, and we got the four-letter network and the Hulu stream, however you want to see it, taken care of that. You know, we know what they're capable of. So it's against their old friends, the Flightless Birds, but it is the home opener. And, you know, going to watch it either way, going to see how they do. And it's hockey for real, and we're all amped for it. Now, the next few games, they play the Flames a few days later, and then they go on the road and play the Senators and the Canadiens later on the next week. So next Sunday will be our first full, I'm doing the air quotes you can't see, episode where we recap the game, and which is what we usually do, Anna and I, and might even have a guest on. Well, we would invite a special guest on if you would like to come on. In fact, I'm going to put my my contact out there, my personal email, GLH, those are my initials, GLHALLOWED at yahoo.com. So my initials plus the word allowed at yahoo.com. That's my personal email. On Twitter, I'm at BLULINER98, BlueLiner98 on Twitter. Contact me either way there. And also on our Facebook page, the Power Play Point Podcast, all caps. Join us there. That's where we have our discussions. We also have a chat room for hot takes, or you can be a little, you know, more, you know, PO'd, as it were, especially during a game. So contact us there. Anna, you okay with putting out your contact if someone wants to get in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. Probably the best way is that Facebook page, whether it's my personal one or the Power Play one. I am not on Twitter anymore. Oh no. But I do have an Instagram account that I'm on daily at aquanox49. Email abnox49@gmail.com. So yeah, any questions, comments, whatever, reach out, and we are ready for the next season.
Yeah. And, definitely. And look, you know, again, can't emphasize this enough. All right. We want to hear from you. We want, pardon me, we want participation to the max. All right. We want to hear from you because that's part of who we are. Even if it's totally disagreeing of what we say here, if you've got a totally, you know, different opinion than one of our observations, go for it. You're welcome to put it out there. Like I said, as long as you can back it up. You know, I don't care how you back it up with logic, statistics, what have you. It doesn't matter. So, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't have to agree with us. You don't have to go with what we say all the time. So, look, you know, that's who we are. You know, we want to encourage intelligent discussion about the game. So, all right. So, Anna, did you have anything else you wanted to put out there?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, curtain up on Friday the 13th.
That too.
at Capital One. Fortunately, I can't make it out there, but I think we've got some friends who may be out there as well. So if you are, send us some pictures, video. And anything like that, and the Flames later on. So, can't wait for the puck drop. Can't wait to get hockey back in the DMV once again. So, whether you are listening from the state of Maryland, District of Columbia, and, of course, the Commonwealth of Virginia, thank you once again for letting us be a part of your hockey season. Thanks for listening. And so we're going to close this out. So this is the Blue Liner on Point, reminding you that in Germany, they even have a sausage made out of other sausages.
Ew.
It's the worst of the worst.
I don't know if I can do a sixth season of this. We'll see. You keep trying.
Yes, I will. Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Power Play Point Podcast. Thanks for listening.